Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, or on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show, especially ones brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource. And joining us here on the show this morning is Mr. Kevin Blatnick. And, of course, we have Michael Glass along with him. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Hunter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What would you guys like to play for us first here?
Well, I think we'll start with an instrumental. Actually, we played it one time, and you heard it, and you asked us to play it live here today. So we're going to do it as something I made up several years ago called Fresh Start.
Okay.
All right.
Here's Kevin Blatnick along with Michael Glass here on Hunter at Sunrise.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hunter at Sunrise with Kevin Blatnick, along with Michael Glass here. Man, I must have some pretty good music judgment to ask you to play that on the show, Kevin.
Well, thank you. glad we got the opportunity to do it.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for coming down here today to play for us. This is really cool. So what's new with you? And have you been writing a lot lately and stuff?
I have been, yeah. I've got several songs in works and recorded a few and put them on Facebook and YouTube. And I've been doing, you know, doing a lot of writing, and, you know, I'll start and I'll adapt and I'll change, and, you know, eventually I'll actually get it, you know, completed and recorded. Well, you know, just having a lot of fun with it. I got to be honest. I love my music.
How much does other players play into that and playing around town? Does that help you?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of open mics that we go to, and mostly I go out and listen to a lot of music, and with my friend Mike here and Dave Crumpler, we'll a lot of times I'll just jump up with them and jump in because I know all the music so well. Been playing that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I do, like I said, I use Facebook a lot. I'll put a lot of my music out there and, you know, share with the community that way. Since a lot of times I'm so busy with work, I don't get as much time out in public as I would like.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been playing?
Well, let's see. I started when I was about 8 years old. I'm almost 50. So I guess that puts me at, you know, a long time.
You're almost 50?
Almost,
yeah. You don't look it.
Well, thank you.
You don't look it.
Well, I'm glad I don't look it. Sometimes I feel it.
How long have you lived here in the area? All your life? Or?
Nope. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. They used to call it the Mistake on the Lake. I don't know if that's changed or not, but
no.
I lived up there, and I lived in North Carolina for about 10 years, a couple of years in Pittsburgh. And I've been here about 16 years. I came here to be near my son, and he's moved off to college, so I've just stuck around. Really like the area.
Yeah, it's a good musical area, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. There are so many talented artists out there. I'm just really impressed and really happy to be a part of that scene, and and glad that people have embraced me and brought me into the fold.
Well, one of them's here with you today. We don't want to go away from this conversation without mentioning Michael here.
Hi, everybody. How's it going out there in the music world?
It's so good to see you, Michael.
Well, thank you. You too, Hunter.
You always bring a smile to my face whenever you're around. But I'm glad you were able to get down here on a Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, man. Hanging out with my buddy Kevin, it's always a good thing.
How long have you guys known each other?
Probably about 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
After a while, I guess, playing together, it becomes second nature.
Pretty much. We know, where one's going and one's turning left, I'll turn right, and he'll take the high notes, I'll take the low notes, and,
That's interesting.
There you go.
All about compromise, right?
That's right, man.
Yeah. Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I think we're going to play a song. I wrote this after, I got to tell you, I'm sure everybody can, understand this. I had a bad day, actually probably a series of bad days.
Kind of like the day I'm having here today, I would imagine.
Hopefully it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kevin. I didn't think it was that bad. No, I'm just kidding.
So after having that bad day, I went home and did what I think every musician did. I wrote a song. So I'd like to play that for you.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Bad Day.
Okay, here's Kevin Blatnick here on Hunter at Sunrise.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I woke up this morning, dreams running round in my head. Memory of yesterday's faded and virtually dead. But the seeds of deception are buried so deeply within. I find myself troubled and sadness takes over again. I take to the highway, go where they pay me for thought. The boss is concerned that I'm distant and plainly distraught. He tells me to go home and see if that gives me relief. It does for a moment, the moment is ever so brief. Don't be so frightened and think that this moment will last. Time is the master of putting all things in the past. There's nothing to do and nothing that you need to say. Cause I'm just having a bad day. Look to the left, and nothing worth having is right. And closing my eyes, the man in my head starts a fight. It seemed like a week since I dragged myself out of that bed. His life has consistently kicked me upside of the head. Pick up my guitar, torture the frets and the strings. Playing the blues, a folk song and various things. The night is upon me, exhausting the rest of the day. I get on my knees and earnestly, honestly pray. Don't be so frightened and think that this moment will last. Time is the master of putting all things in the past. There's nothing to do and nothing that I need to say. Cause I'm just having a bad day. Woke up this morning, dreams running round in my head. Memory of yesterday's faded and virtually dead.
Yeah. Kevin Blatnick along with Michael Glass here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I've had one of those days, I must tell you.
Indeed.
Quite a few of those days, actually. But I feel you there, Kevin.
Yeah, I think we can all relate.
I can relate to that song. So you guys play a lot around on the peninsula, right? Or do you ever come south side?
Mostly, yeah, on the other side of the water that separates the two seemingly distant countries.
It does seem that way sometimes.
Yeah, the I-64 parking lot, right?
But where do you play? I mean, you say open mics, what do you mean?
Well, we play at Kazi's, and we've had some gigs there. We've also play at the Hilton Tavern, Craft 60.
Barrett Seafood up in Williamsburg.
Right, yeah, yeah. We used to play at the Trellis a lot. Actually, we had a pretty ongoing gig there, but that kind of changed hands, and then we ended up not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for other places to play as well. So if anybody has any ideas,
well, there's a couple down here on the south side. I know Carl Wern has one going now, and I think there's a couple of others as well.
Yeah, and I've intended to come down to go to Carl's open mic, but it's a little difficult. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so it's kind of hard to go at nighttime and then get there and get up and be somewhat social the next day at work.
Your other job is the shipyard.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
If we're saying this is a job, because I think this is a job that you're doing, the shipyard is your regular.
That is, yeah. Yeah, I've worked at the shipyard for about 12 years. So, yeah, I've been there quite a long time. After a career in aviation and, after 9/11, of course, that industry kind of changed. So, the shipyard's been good to me.
Yeah. And Michael, you're still teaching, right?
Yes, I am.
Where you teach?
I'm at Dutro Elementary School.
Oh, okay.
In Newport News.
Do you enjoy, you must enjoy working with little kids.
Well, K through 3 is really good.
Uh-huh.
Fourth and fifth graders can be a challenge.
How so?
Well, you just have to, you know, put in your patience, you know, and all that stuff. You have to be extra diligent in being patient with the older kids
because they're a little more energetic.
Yeah, they just have attitudes.
Oh, really?
Know? Oh, yeah.
At 4 and 5 years old, they have an attitude.
No. Fourth and fifth grade.
Oh, fourth Those and fifth grade. Okay, I'm sorry.
10 years and 11 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're a little too sophisticated now.
Oh, they've been playing too many video games.
Right.
And stuff.
Mary Had a Little Lamb just doesn't do it for them anymore.
Yeah. Well, what else would you guys like to play for us here?
Well, I think we'd like to do one of Mike's originals, and I'll let him tell you about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do a song called Mockingbird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
this one you did with the Delvers on that
record.
Right.
Yep, that's true.
We might mention that Mike is a former member of the Delvers, who unfortunately aren't together anymore.
No, unfortunately, that's true. We're considering a
reunion tour?
A reunion gig, at least, at the Big Pink in Phoebus.
Oh, okay.
So that may happen.
Okay.
You know, we're in negotiation at the moment, you know. My lawyer has to talk to their lawyer.
I
and all
understand.
That, you know.
Yeah, it's my people and your people.
Right. But I think it's going to happen. We're kind of looking forward to it. And so we're going to do Mockingbird off of that CD.
Okay.
And Kevin and I enjoy. Kevin has a great voice, and he always does real great harmonies and everything.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
So
here's
Mockingbird.
Here's Kevin Blacknick and Michael Glass here on Hunter at Sunrise.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mockingbird sitting in a tree, won't you sing a song for me? Well, how about a song from long ago? Sing me a song that I don't know. Mockingbird, mockingbird, you're my best friend, mockingbird. Mockingbird, hum a little tune, please don't let it end too soon. Well, how about a tune from far away? Well, I'm so glad you're here today. Mockingbird, mockingbird, you're my best friend, mockingbird. Mockingbird, sing like a thrush, take your time, it ain't no rush. Well, how about a song like a whippoorwill, fill the air till it's quiet and still. Mockingbird, mockingbird, you're my best friend, mockingbird. Mockingbird, mockingbird, you're my best friend, mockingbird.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Michael Glass, Kevin Blatnick here on the show here this morning. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down here and saving my show this morning.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.
I just appreciate it.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is like the cherry on top of the sundae, you know?
It's Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
That is.
It's a nice image. Now I'm hungry.
Me too. Wow.
But anyway, thank you so much for coming down here today. And we'll have to catch you at one of these open mics. Could you name them again for us?
So Kazi's comedy at that's on Mondays, right? Mondays,
yep.
7
on Warwick Boulevard.
You think you'll be there Monday night, Kazi's?
Maybe so.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah,
it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
That is tomorrow night. Yeah. I think we might have to do it now.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, that's an award-winning.
It is Von Diel, and
it just won the Veer Award.
It sure did.
Von Diel, for good reason. Yeah, for sure. And any others?
We have a gig, actually, at Hilton Tavern coming up at the end of February.
Right.
I think it's the 25th of February at the Hilton Tavern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lorraine has taken over the Hilton Tavern, and she's doing a great job with that venue also. Mm-hmm. And they have live music on Fridays and Saturdays.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to come and check you out.
Cool, so, man. Hunter, can I do one quick shout-out to somebody?
No, Kevin.
I'd like to say...
Of course you can.
I'd like to say hi to my son, Andrew Blatnick, down in Florida State, finishing
up his
senior year. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Miss you. Wish you could be here. Yeah. Denise says hi, too.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, great. Well, thank you both for coming in here today. It's been a blast, as I figured it would be. Thank you so much for coming in.
See you next time.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kevin Blatnick and Michael Glass here on 100 at Sunrise.